Her wolf wanted out, but it was too dangerous. For all their magic, power they scattered about like so much fairy dust, the Romani were superstitious about shapeshifters. Worse than superstitious, they hated them. She pulled her thick black wool cloak tighter around herself and buried her hands in its folds. Her leather boots were soaked through, but it was winter. Short days and wet ground meant they never dried completely. Reaching within, she soothed her wolf. Agreed its lush double coat and furred paws were far better suited to damp and cold than their current arrangement. "Promise me," the wolf spoke into her mind. "Anything, heart of mine. Find us an hour when I can run." Taryn closed her teeth over her lower lip, not wanting false words to fall between her and her bondmate. "I'll do my best." Whether her best would yield the privacy required remained to be seen. Something mollified the wolf. Maybe her words, maybe her honesty. It withdrew to the place where it lived when it wasn't front and center in her mind. She'd managed to hide what she was from the group she traveled with for the better part of 20 years. Soon it would be time to fade away, to find another country and maybe more Romani traveling companions. As it was, several of the women had made snippy comments about her perpetual youth. Taryn led them to believe she employed a glamour, but no one had the kind of magic to keep something like that going all day, every day, for years. The sounds of male laughter, boasts, and glasses slapping a tabletop rose from the leader's wagon. He played host to 11 other elders this week. They'd gathered to discuss the evil that had descended on Germany. Elliot, the group seer, was off doing goddess only knew what. Maybe he'd actually have a vision that would galvanize the Rome into something beyond business as usual. "Not a moment too soon," her inner voice muttered sourly. If the disaster she suspected were imminent fell out the sky and onto their heads, they'd be rounded up, herded into the death camps sprouting like cancers across what used to be the Prussian Empire. And that would be that. She'd find a way through. Her wolf form would see to it. She could join one of the many packs that held their way through Germany's thick forests. But she'd become fond of the Romani after a rocky start. That and shared blood was why she'd traveled with several of their family groups for the past 100 years. She wove her way into a thick evergreen grove where she wouldn't have to hide the anger that still filled her whenever she remembered how her people had kicked her out. Looking back was a dead end, yet once she'd begun, it took time to redirect her energy.